So this is a question about Walmart. In a previous podcast, I defended Walmart and argued that the hatred targeted at Walmart is primarily hatred of the good for being the good. It's primarily driven by envy and a hatred of capitalism. And it's particularly the middle class that hates Walmart. The poor people love Walmart because they actually go shopping there and they benefit enormously from it. The questioner says, isn't it, though, the case that Walmart is engaged in cronyism and people hate it because of cronyism? Well, I wish, right? I wish they hated it because of cronyism. I mean, Americans don't hate cronyism. Not enough Americans hate cronyism anyway. Do they hate the Tesla because it's a crony car? No, people rush to see the Tesla car and buy it. Do they hate GM because it's a crony company that was just bailed out? No, people are proud of GM and Chrysler for being American auto companies. And they actually think that the bailout of the automobile companies was a good thing. Do they hate the banks because of cronyism? I don't think so. Yes, the banks are crony, but I don't think that's why Americans hate them. So should we hate Walmart because of cronyism? Yeah, to some extent, to the extent that they actually, you know, promote it, that they actually go out seeking it. Yes, but then most businesses in the U.S. to some extent or another are benefiting from something that the government is doing or other. But of course, what we should all be arguing for is a free market and respect business to the extent that they do business. And Walmart, okay, said accepted $1 billion according to the story. I don't know what that means. I don't know what the story is. I'm a little dubious of this. But let's say they took $1 billion. $1 billion is nothing. Walmart creates billions and billions and billions of dollars of value. Walmart is an incredibly productive company. Certainly it wasn't crony when it was founded in the first decades of its growth. Walmart has one of the most ingenious, sophisticated logistics systems in the world. One can learn from that a lot. People are using their minds every day to create value at Walmart. Walmart should be admired and condemned to the extent that they involved in cronyism. But I don't think that explains the hatred. And I don't think, because Walmart takes money from the government, as do many other companies, I don't think it's reason to condemn them outright without an appreciation for their virtues. Businessmen in America are in a very tough situation. If they don't play the government's game, they get nailed. Just ask, what's his name, Diamond at J.P. Morgan. Why do you think J.P. Morgan is being singled out in the last year or so for the Justice Department to go after in ruthless, brutal, unjust, ridiculous way? Well, because if you remember, Jamie Dimon was one of the few who stood up and argued against Dodd-Frank and argued against the regulators and against government policy and Obama's policies just a few years ago. There is a huge price to pay for not playing along with government bureaucrats. And a lot of this cronyism could just be playing along with that. And, of course, the other thing that happens, and I've given this example many times, like Microsoft used to lobby the government $0 in lobbying. And then the Justice Department went after them. And now they lobby hugely. Most of the lobbying they do today is to defend themselves. Some of the lobbying is to go after their competitors. Condemn that, but realize the source. The source was the Justice Department going after them. If you don't try to protect yourself in Washington, you'll get pummeled. But the fact is that just limiting yourself in lobbying to protecting yourself is almost impossible. The cronyism almost always sneaks in.